Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our latest episode of Clam from the Stands. We are once again at full strength, boys. And we are in festive spirit. Three of us in the house with our hats on. One of us.
Benches in the pub.
Well, no, it actually looks like it could be. It looks almost like a little bit like a church or something, doesn't it? It's a lovely, gorgeous background, Chris. Gorgeous.
I'm in confession.
Confession. Right now, the confession box.
That's exactly what he is. So,
with a pint of lager.
Cleansing his soul for Santa coming.
He is. That's it. Well, yes. Well, listen, Merry Christmas, everyone, from us at Clam from the Stands. This is our final episode before Christmas. Christmas period is great. It's always busy. We've had like four games since we last spoke. I believe it's four. That's right, boys, right? I think it's four, yeah. Mixed bag. We were on a very bad run. We had a couple of losses. The elimination game loss being the five games, but yeah, we'll talk about those games, the losses, including the elimination game, which was maybe one of the most disappointing losses of the season in terms of performance. And then we did have a couple of tight games against Fife Flyers, but we came out on the right end of that. Everyone loves a 4-point weekend before Christmas, so the Clan delivering an early Christmas present to the fans. Much needed and good to see, and kind of gets us off that slide, as well as announcing a new signing. So it kind of felt like, after all that, there was a little bit of good news and enthusiasm, which hopefully sends us into some important games coming up, which we'll get to. So we're going to cover off those games and you signing briefly. There's a ton of stuff on Twitter, so thanks everyone for sending those in. We will get to as many of those as we can, and we'll look ahead to the fixtures. I do want to mention, though, that we did do our first live from the game on Facebook Live. So again, let us know how. Again, we got actual microphones so you could hear us. We had a couple of takes where we don't know if it worked, Phil, so it's like... But yeah, again, hopefully people appreciate that. Let us know what you think. We're maybe going to try one of these live soon. We can just do this actually live as well. So lots of fun new things happening, and good to see a lot of folks at the game. Great to chat to you all. Anyway, let's get into it, boys. So listen, let's start. Colin, come to you first. I don't feel like I ever start with you. I just realised that. So, Colin, I'm going to come to you first.
Because you never get anybody else answer then if you start with me. So
it's, you're right. I was probably right. I thought, that's it. Yeah, Phil, like, yeah. I thought I'd go to Phil first so he gets his words in. But listen, I want to start with we can start with the bad run of form, which culminated in the elimination game against Nottingham Panthers at home, a 4-1 loss at home in a game that was tight for a lot of the game. What do you make of the performance and those results? And we'll come to the five games after that. But yeah, just give us your take on those games.
It's just we seem to be. I think the injuries are taking its toll when you've got a lot of guys playing a lot of ice time now.
Yeah,
and you can start to see it. But we also look really powder puff in comparison to every team. So we don't really like. The Nottingham game in particular, it stood out for me. We looked as if we got kind of muscled out and bullied. And the shots we were having, like, Nottingham had three top imports down. Like, so they were playing against us with as many imports down as we had, yet they still were very clinical in front of goal. They made it look really easy. And we had to really work hard to get, like, shots on goal and everything else, and they just seem to skate through. And I just think we should have capitalised and built on success. And the problem is we've left it now where we went on this run of bad form due to injuries, and they're injuries to, like, important people. If you look at it, Roy, Mackay, Pullman, who, to be fair, came back for that game, but he's been out again. Mm-hmm. And then you had Dupree. Who'd you call him? It's because we were talking about that earlier on. Parry, that was out of the game through injury as well. So all the physicality that we have is not allowing the guys that can play hockey play hockey. And we do lack the little bit of old school kind of physical aspect to the game. Whereas is it Alfaro or something like that that plays for Nottingham? He was mixing it up and nobody, like, not even challenged him, didn't say anything, nothing. It was really like we went out with a whimper, is probably the best way I would say it.
Yeah, I agree. Phil, you met, obviously we were at the game together, the three of us. And it was nice to kind of be there. I've had to do a lot of casting this year with the way the fixtures have felt. I'm not going to rant about the lack of Saturday games, but it is what it is. But yeah, in terms of going out for a whimper, Phil, is that kind of how you felt? Look, we did have we got a bad defeat away in Sheffield, which we kind of saw coming. It was a Cardiff game before that. It was a narrow loss at least. But that Nottingham game, it's win or go home, Phil. And it didn't really feel like that kind of performance, did it? Like that desperation, playing desperate, no?
That's not the way. Well, yeah, we weren't playing desperate, but Colin felt we were out muscled. I didn't really see it like that. I just seen it as it was an opportunity missed. I felt they were there for the taking, in that game. I suppose that's how I came away from it. Really, really disappointed. If they came out and played like the Nottingham Panthers, it's top of the league, I would have probably no complaints about it. But they were there for the taking. They were nervous. They were edgy in defence. And obviously, at the time you're wrapped up in it and stuff, I'm not even going to talk about the power play because that's already been said. But yeah, there was the. We could have done something that night, and like in the cold light of day after getting a chance to kind of digest it and stuff. We had three one-on-ones with the keeper, if I remember right, and we never took any of them. I think Nottingham took all of theirs, maybe
Oh,
missed.
but remember, Phil, they had four shots on our first power play. We had zero shots on goal, and they had four shorthanded
Oh.
breakaways where they could have scored.
It was insane. Well, that was one of that was the one on one that really stands out with me on the what felt like a penalty kill for us, but it was actually a power play. Yeah, so we need to take those chances. We're not good enough not to take those chances. I know like on the Fife game, Newman was one on one and he got the winner and the extra time. But in tight games, we need to take their chances. The big teams take those chances. If we took maybe one of them, the kind of earlier ones, if we took that, we could have beat them. We could.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I went through because they were not clever in defence. They were
Yep.
panicky, a lot of turnovers, and we just were not clinical enough to take advantage of that. So I walked away for that opportunity missed. And also, just to add to that, this is a part, see this stretch just before the Fife game. This is the part of the season we'll look back on and totally regret. See, when the season's finished, this is a bit we'll look back on and go, that's where we never strengthened, and that's where it all fell down because we never done anything about
Chris, what's your perspective on it? What's your take?
Talking about Nottingham, it's screws up in the cup game. I'm majorly pissed by it, to be honest with you. We were outplayed, outfought, outcoached, and it was men against boys, to be honest with you. It really was. I think it might have been our last episode where we spoke about, if we were to breach the top four, who would displace and stuff like that. We are not going to get anywhere near the top three like that, to be honest with you. It simply wasn't good enough. We're on home ice against a team who have just as many injuries as you've got, and they get completely outplayed. It's just not acceptable for me at all. From a clan team on home ice, in the opposition on a bus for 5 hours beforehand. It's just not good enough for us.
Okay. Well, listen, I'd probably lean a little bit your way, but I don't think we got massively outplayed. I thought the first period was one of the most cagey periods of hockey I've ever seen in my life. It was like it was two teams. I said this to you, I think was I can't remember, I mentioned somebody at the game. I was like, nobody wants to take responsibility and take a chance, right? Nobody wanted to take responsibility until something happened in the game, right? And Langan did it with the goal. You saw that. That was just a moment of somebody taking, in my opinion, taking responsibility, making a move, like trying to beat a man, like doing something. Yeah, that you're not. It's not within like the structure. You have your structures, right? Your coaching structure, and that's important, right? You've got to have your structures. But like in every sport, there's moments and situations where you go. Players have to take responsibility. You've got to, and that should be the coach should tell people that that's part of what you're being paid for. And it just felt like I would you feel that I thought Nottingham were just where they were marginally better than us, but it wasn't like night and day. Like it was, both goaltenders are in good form. So like it was like you say, if I agree with you, I genuinely think that it was a game crying out. I was expecting a playoff hockey type of game, and we got the opposite of that. And then the key it's moments, right? They score obviously Langan, great bit of magic, fantastic goal. We immediately we may as well just pick the puck up and just go and just chucked it on net and said, "There's just take the lead back," right? It was so frustrating because you felt then the crowd get engaged, like it's like it's yeah it's such a big opportunity to say, Phil, a big opportunity miss because they were not that defensively. We were turning the puck, they were turning the puck over, like we were getting them when we committed a little bit, and we just didn't
It's
do
a
it
high
enough.
percentage shots, Ross. So see, statistically, we were better, right? So statistically, we had 58 to 42
Yeah,
shots.
forget that. A lot we
But
shoot from stupid. I mean, just like
that's what I'm saying. So like, it's there's having, okay, they had 24 shots and goal, we had 28, right? But 24 of those shots from them would have been maybe 10%, 20% or high percentage. Every time we are taking a shot, it's right in the keeper's throat. Like, it's not like as in
no,
grade
Colin,
A.
you make it. So it's a good point. And what I would say is that in the first period, we had the better opportunities. We had more grade A opportunities. It wasn't many. We had more, right? And it wasn't. I think the thing that you're getting to is I do agree that I think I said this to you, Phil. I think there's a real lack of skill in this team, like a real lack of. And I don't know if that's just being coached, like guys just going like, look, you're to me like you're a winger. Part of your job is to be like and I feel like our D-men do it more than our wingers, right? Is to go right. I'm gonna take a risk. And try and make a move here. And sometimes you use your body to get around, and sometimes it's a little bit of magic and you're using your hands, right? And you're just trying to do something, right? You're faking the stop, you're doing a toe drag. You've got to try something in these moments. They're the moments to take the risk. Can I create the better opportunity rather than just going, I'm just gonna shoot it, right? And take the low risk, the low percentage option, which it feels like is a little bit of the DNA of our team at the moment.
And Buck's got a bit of creativity.
I think, Ross, you obviously, a lot of your arguments, shall we say, for want of a better phrase, is geared around that first period, mate. Over 60 minutes, we were well outplayed in that game.
I don't think
Contained
so.
us,
That's
I think we're, mate. I think we're well.
I was going to come in and say there was patches in that game where we dominated them. They couldn't actually get out. They
Yeah.
were just like icing the puck,
It's what
icing
we
the
did
puck.
when we had the pressure. We didn't do anything with the
We
pressure. Like,
didn't
so
capitalize. I'm
while
saying
I
that. I'm
do
just
see
saying.
your point that we did have puck possession in certain aspects, it was a bit like we had the puck, but we didn't do anything with it. We could have had 98% percentage, but we didn't do enough. Whereas I do say that I thought when we started getting the puck and holding it, they were very physical and we couldn't stand up to that. But what I mean with regards to, like, there was a whole host of things, right? When we had the puck and the pressure, there was never a time really when you thought, I genuinely, when we went one each and then they went two and three, you thought we could play all day here and not score. And I think that creativity, I think, comes from Buck. Buck seems to be the guy. But see, if you shut down one of your lines, it's like the seasons before. The Newman, sorry, the Langan line is the one that's always the most dangerous. If you shut that line down, Our team seems to struggle to do anything. Most of our goals of late, as well, have came from defenders. So if you look at the previous games, the defenders are scoring a lot, which again is a concern.
The only I would say is that if you objectively watching that game 5-on-5, it was nip and tuck. Nottingham didn't have that many like Sammy had a few good saves, but what like it was a really even. The only problem was as soon as we went in the fucking power play, that's when they
Yeah.
had their grading
Somebody
chances.
shouted that behind us
Well, it is
on the power play again.
I think also that the coach, when you're really, I don't know, I think he thought the actual display was a bit inept as well in terms of belief, in terms of really willing to drive the net, willing to actually put your body in the line. I think the coach was basically saying that we're really the one
But
that we engaged.
see that, Chris, because he's saying that, that doesn't mean Nottingham done that. He's just talking about what he's wanting out of his players.
Right, then so we get out coached then, Phil. How about that?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I listen, I'm actually want to come on to the Cody thing, Phil, because I'm glad you mentioned it, Chris, because the thing about the stuff that Cody said, he was saying that he said about how many shots they blocked and stuff like that. I was like, I don't think they were particularly, again, maybe I was watching a different game, but I just feel now, and he starts calling out saying basically this guy's maybe shouldn't be in the lineup. Like, this is to me, all of a sudden, is that's somebody under pressure, right? I'm feeling the pressure. You're like, well, do you know what, Cody? Like, that's either like poor
You brought
recruitment.
them in.
Well, it's poor recruitment, which is on you, or lack of coaching ability to get the most out of these players, which is like, look, sometimes you go, look, you can only, the players are the players are the players, right? And that's we, again, I always say the same thing. Coaches earn more of their money when you are players down, right? When everyone's healthy and everything's going well, like it's easier to be a coach, right? So I am a bit concerned by what he
To
said.
give two sides to that argument, right? Now, as Chris spoke about it the other week, now Corey's got spare imports there. So now we'll actually see what they're made of. I
We
know.
say spare. We've got four injured, mind.
I
So
know.
we're.
Aye, but whenever you're expecting, well, Pullman's in and out, isn't he? So I
That
think he
guy's
just
long term.
played that game, aye, because of the importance of it.
I thought he struggled in that game a bit as well.
He's
He
now
didn't
getting
look.
straight back out. So yeah, to compare us having three players out and them having three players out, we've had three, four players out for a number of weeks. So there's more wear and tear on us moving into that match, and you need to kind of take that into consideration.
I'm just to your point, Chris. I think you know, I thought we were out coached is the biggest thing. And in terms of, a coach coming out and saying we're not throwing our bodies in front, like one of the core, if you go, like job description of a coach is like motivating the players, right? That game, win or go home, everyone knew, right? There's no, it doesn't happen that often in hockey, right? It's playoff type stuff. It's like you win or you go home. It's as simple as that. If you can't get the guys motivated, especially like you said, when they've got three guys down, you go, look, there's an opportunity here where we got the home game, we're in our arena, the crowd were really loud, right? He praised the
There
crowd.
was clappers as
And you
well, so there was a lot of noise.
can't, yeah, and you can't get the team up. But again, to me, that's on him. It's just on him, right? Unless he's saying they're a bunch of bad eggs and we've got to get rid of half the guys, that's on the coach. And I think we're seeing some limitation in terms of the power play is the worst it's ever been, ever. Like even in seasons where it's been really bad for us, that is, I've never seen anything in terms of like people, again, everyone's looking at somebody else to do something. It's so slow. It's not, that's not acceptable to me. And that performance was like, yeah, it was. And the thing is, it was like, again, it just was so cagey. And yeah, I really didn't enjoy it. Not good at all.
Fife, we scored a power play against Fife and they scored two against us. You're like,
Well, we will come to the five games now, Colin. Good transition, because well, at least the good news is, I did say that on paper, we got a couple of easier fixtures, which I think was needed, right? In terms of like trying to get some points to the board. I think that was, what was that, eight games? Was it more than eight without a win?
seven in a row we got beat.
Seven in a row, we got
So
beat
I've
Jeans.
won, including the 5-1s, we've won 2 and 9.
Yeah. So two wins, one in overtime, and then obviously the odd goal again. So like very tight games, but you'll take the win. We do have Tedesco. We'll come to that in a minute. But do we take anything out of those five games? Anything that we thought that gives us cause for optimism, or do we think it was more of a struggle than it should have been?
I
I think
think.
March of Madness, to be honest, Ross. I think it's a March of Madness. I'm not seeing Fife as bad as last year. However, if you remember last year, we kind of discounted Fife games because they were just 3 points. 2 points was 2 points was 2 points.
Yeah.
And although they're a bit better than that now, and they're going to get better with the guys they're bringing in as well, you can't. It doesn't mask the fact that this club and this team is underperforming.
Yeah. Okay, Phil.
Yeah. We played Fife at a perfect time before these two new boys came in, by the way.
We did.
So they're already starting to beat teams or get points out of games that they weren't getting a few weeks back. So hopefully they'll help us climb the table in some way, some sick way, sick perverse way. But yeah, so aye, that's good. Aye, that's what I was going to say. So the Fife games, if you remember last year, we went in a terrible run, then we went in that amazing run, and all that turned around after a game. I think was it a double header as well against Fife, potentially around about the same time. I can't actually remember. So we can take hope for that two wins, 4 points. The way the guys look at it in that dressing room, they don't think back three, four, five games. They think about the last game and maybe the game before. So that will have restored a lot of confidence for me in the squad. And then obviously the new signings on top of that, I think they'll feel good. Is it who? I don't want to go too far forward, but is it Dundee next?
Dundee double header. We'll come to that later. We do a Dundee and then Belfast double header. So it's like double header
So,
against Dundee. Then we've got the traditional
and
Belfast double
so
header.
there's a lot of positives in their mind, and then the fact it's no Sheffield next, let's just say that for
Yeah,
this
and
conversation.
also Dundee on a really bad slide. But we'll come to that later as we preview those games. But yeah, I mean, I don't think it's much. I think it's like we had to get 4 points. We got them. We do get Tedesco in, though, Colin. What do you make? That's obviously a guy that we know. He knows the league.
I was
I mean,
going to say,
so two questions, Colin, just to frame the conversation. One is reaction to this. Like, are you happy? Give us your reaction. The second part of that question is, why is it taking so long? Like, that question. Oh, Corey did address it and goes, "No, we've been trying." And then you get a guy like Tedesco. Two and two doesn't. 2 plus 2 doesn't make five. I don't know. What do you think?
well, I was going to go back to just when Phil was saying about the Fife game. I thought we looked rotten, to be honest, right? And I'm going to say they were kind of ground out games against a below average side who, yes, have started to pick up points, but they've signed loads and like they're letting people go and signing players and whatever else. But when you're looking at that and you're playing against Fife at home and you're struggling to beat them in overtime, and then you go to their barn, right? Okay, you're picking up points, but performance-wise, I'm not convinced. I'm really not. Like seeing another night, we'd have lost that. So like there's a
Oh,
part
and
to
they
me
could
at
have
the
lost
moment.
both of them, mate. Could have lost both of them.
I just feel that
But we didn't.
no, we didn't. That's true. So I'm maybe kind of overreacting as normal, but when you look at it, your challenge really comes between your Manchesters, your Coventries, and your Guildfords, right? And in that aspect, if we were playing any of them, I think we'd have lost.
But we weren't.
So,
We were with this hypothetical shit, man. Like, we
but
beat
the thing is,
Fife.
Phil, we're looking
We
at
beat
saying,
them.
oh, we've done great
We've
again,
only
or we've
beat
done, we've beat Fife. We're struggling to beat a
teams in
team
front
that
of
are
you, though.
rock bottom of the league. Rock bottom, right? They're absolute dog shit. Now, they can sign everybody and anybody they want to there.
Colin, they're not dog shit anymore.
They've won, what, two games all season?
Well, that's the same. We're dog shit. I'm not
Well, we're
talking about
fifth.
this. A lot's happened, but they're not dog shit anymore. We beat a Fife team that is probably 2 and 5 or something like that. No, 3 and 5, maybe. So,
Look, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's
Part of
just
it's
the
like
point is we
we'll play
need
Coventry when we play
just
Coventry. Yeah,
keep us when you play, do you know what I
they're
mean?
one in six if you want to be really accurate, right? But they beat Coventry at home in Fife. But apart from that, they beat Manchester and Cardiff. They have had three victories all year, and they have lost every single game apart from that.
How
Every single one of them,
many
right?
games have
Came
three victories,
recently.
Colin? How many defeats is that in total? Many games?
Doing my count, but well, what many games have
20
they
odd.
played? So they've played 22 games, they've won three and lost 18. So we
Bottom
should be
recently.
beating them. I'm going to say more can. I'm not even talking about result, I'm talking about performance, comprehensively beating teams like this. If you have any aspirations of going higher, I'm not convinced at the moment. I think I'll go back to that being coached and outcoached and everything else. We don't seem to have a plan B at the moment. But to go back to Ross's original question, sorry, Ross, Tedesco is a good player. He knows the league. He was a big points guy at every team he's really been at. He was big with Guildford the first season, went to Belfast, went back to Guildford. Guildford fans seem to be really kind of jealous that we've signed him. He's always seems to be a pain in the arse every time he played against Clan, which was a good thing. He is quite a creative player, in my opinion, and I think he'll add to the team. I think he is your Mitchell Hurd replacement.
But
That's
why not sooner? Like, I think he was playing ECHL, was he not? It's like you're kind of
yeah, I
going,
don't
I'm just looking
know.
at it going, like, you go.
Is it maybe trying to get out his contract? Is it maybe the visa thing? Is it, I mean, I don't know. Is it the fact that they've only really got him as of a week ago and they're telling us they've got all these players and they're doing X, Y, and Z? I mean, I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, he's a good player, so I'm not going to complain about that. Will he fit in? He needs to fit into the systems. You could have some of the best players on the planet come to us, and if it doesn't fit into Corey's system, then he could just fade into insignificance. So I think he'll be good. I think he'll add more offensive firepower in a sense where he is more of an assist guy again. I still really think we lack an Ole, like a guy that is just a renowned kind of snipe. But yeah, I'm happy we've got it done, but the length of time it has taken to get a replacement for Herdin is mental.
Crazy.
Mental. It must be what, 7 weeks since he left? Yeah.
More than
Yep, it is at least that, I think.
Again, he's a different type of player. So like he's not got that physicality part again. So if you look at us as a team, we're actually quite weak when you need these, there's playing hockey. And then there's sometimes grinding out a win. We need to play dirty, that kind of way. Like as in, you need to look really back to the wall type hockey. We don't have a team for
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's get to Twitter questions just for time's sake. I want to make sure we try and get as many of these as we can. So, Callum Stewart was the first one to get in. So, I'm going to maybe frame the question in a slightly different way to just for time's sake. Callum is asking. Obviously, we're at the small Christmas break now. We're sitting fifth provisionally, right? And again, it's actually quite a legitimate fifth in terms, even with all games in hand. So we are provisionally there at the moment. He's asking about like what's going right this season, what our targets should be. So I want to just ask you in terms of like what's going right, what's going wrong, and a target for the second half, a realistic target for second half of the season. So maybe just give me like one thing you think this is better this season, this is good, and one thing you go, this is if there's one big problem you could fix, we can say the power play could be on tips for a
Yeah,
turn.
that's a
But yeah,
unanimous one.
but Chris, I'll come to you first on that. What do you think? What's your hot take on that for Callum?
I think generally, is obviously improving in terms of aspirations, in terms of where I think as a ceiling, we'll finish fifth at best. At best. And I think we do have a team which is fast. We've brought a new guy in who's our clutch guy. He's a top six forward for sure, and can both make us a better team and push us towards that fifth place finish.
Okay, Phil.
This season's like toast now for me. But yes, we can finish fifth and stuff, but it really annoys me. It's the whole season is now an opportunity missed because we never brought injury cover in and we never replaced Mitchell Hurd sooner. So the way I'm now looking at this season, it's done. Like, so the only good thing to come out of that, which was part of the question, yeah, for me, is there's more players in this team that I'd want back next year than there was last year. And that's shite that I'm looking forward more to next season now because there wasn't investment in, at the right time for the club when, for whatever reason, it's obviously not a money thing because they'd have been paying Mitchell Hurd's wage at least. So it's just so frustrating that that's
Trust issue on recruitment.
I think, and the other good thing, I suppose, is I think we're a better watch going forward,
Okay.
but opportunity missed.
Okay, Colin.
Well, Dundon. Miles better this year.
I was going to say that, mate. So my one, Sam,
And
is that's the biggest good thing.
power play and physicality is utter shite.
Yeah. I'm going to go. I was going to say goaltending. That's my big thing. Is like the it's been such a problem for us for so long. I think it's fight like
Sammy's brilliant as a number
it's
one.
so
Like
good to
he's.
see. Like just to not have that faith in your goalie. The bad thing for me,
And
I'm going to
he
put it.
played back to back as well, Sammy, that weekend there.
He did. Look.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Okay, and we maybe listen to the podcast here in a bit of heat from the boys. But no, I'm going to say the bad thing for me is I'm going to go back to Corey that I've never been convinced in terms of his appointment, in terms of like the way that what I know about him, the style he's going to bring. I'm just not convinced he's the guy that's going to take us. You know, and I think now we're so far and now this season, like you say, Phil, I'm not quite where you're at yet. There's a lot of hockey to be played. A lot of things would have to change and turn, and it need to be a big change and shift. But that interview after the Panthers game, it makes me go back to, I just don't think he's the guy.
You hear my alarm bells?
It's where I'm at.
Do you think they'll do, regardless of what happens this year, they'll go with a new coach next year?
I
Or you would
think,
hope so? Too
yeah,
early,
well,
guys. It's
I
too early.
think,
What
yeah.
I would say,
Don't go
what I
there
would
yet.
say,
Don't go there yet. That's surely the
Philip,
question.
you're missing the spirited playoff run that we have every year. You know, the final week, the weekend in Nottingham, because we're so good at that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
We're
I don't
so
know.
good
I
at
think it's.
that.
Do you call the quarterfinals a run?
No.
Aye, a run in your pants.
The two-game run.
Yeah, I
A
just think.
wrong kind of run.
I just think the reason I say it is because he's been so adamant about recruitment. It's my players. It's my guy. It's like, and then you come out and say some of these get like if you're not. So I think it's like at some point you got to go, guys. Time's up. Unless he can turn things around second half of the season significantly, then that's why I think the biggest problem is that's the single biggest issue with this team is I agree. I think we've got a better roster. We've got some better players, but we're not seeing that translate. To enough, we did have that stretch here, but it's consistency, guys, isn't it? It's consistency, and we can blame the not reinforcing. I get that, but again, is that because
You
there's
just
lack of,
need
yeah, I don't know.
if you sell a chance. We never were totally masters of our own. Do you know what I mean? It's
Yeah,
just like
I
it's
know it's crazy.
so
I
frustrating.
mean, we've not been MD yet, have we? We've
Just
just been,
Chris,
but
just
Chris
been
has just
Chris. Aye.
disappeared. But would you been MD?
Yeah,
Like if.
we might come to that. We don't have time for you going off piece, Colin, unfortunately, because we've got so many questions. So I'm going to have to just call you on
Sorry,
multiple
I'm getting
occasions.
put back in the naughty corner. All
You
right.
are, I'm afraid. So we've got Elite Opinion. Again, another this season certainly a regular contributor. We already covered Tedesco. We'll look ahead to Dundee. So we'll come to that. But you did mention that the £2 for a 50-50 now. Do we feel the club are taking the piss in this one?
See, is it actually?
It,
Yeah.
Phil. Phil, give me your, I want Phil's opinion on this. I loved your reaction, Phil, there. It's exactly what my reaction was when I read it.
I did buy them. I used to buy like three and four and all that, so even had a scoop in me. Now I just don't buy them, so maybe that's how they're wanting 2 quid, a 50-50. The fucking the shirt sales, the Klangus toy sales, it's just
Too
crazy.
much.
It's
Right.
like
So
way too much. The season ticket prices are too much. The team's pash. Take your pick. You can't get it all. Like, see if your team's out there winning every single week and you're competing for trophies. Charge what you want, but
yeah. Look at Nottingham. Nottingham have got sellouts now constantly because they're playing good hockey. And they've got a big stadium to fill, right? But I agree with that, Phil. Like,
it's mate. They can't read. We've said it before. They don't know how to read the room. It's mental.
£1
So
pound for
Phil,
a ticket is
I know.
nothing to you. £2. I mean, I know you're it's only an extra pound, right? But when you're going to
Doubled.
games,
It's
hell,
doubled price.
double the price.
no, I'm not let me finish it. I'm not saying, but what I'm saying is in if it's £2, but then you're £2, and then you say you bought three of them, you're then knocking your chances doing actually doing it. Because if you buy one for each member of your family, if you've got that, there's £8 now. Then you're going to buy a drink or whatever. You're now going to spend £200 to go to a hockey night now. Like when you look at going to the game, buying sweeties and crisps and blah blah blah, it starts to narrow your market a little bit.
It starts becoming English ownership prices, Colin, when you look at it that way. When you start adding all these reactions in, it's like watching like a lower half team. It's like watching a lower half team in the English Premiership.
So, yeah, Josh Shutmy makes a good point on this. He said, look, power plays push. We can't score. We don't have scorers. We've played the full season short benched. We bring in a signing after the cup game. It's kind of like, why do we do that after? It's like the
Good
board,
point.
and this is what I think is a good point, is it's starting to feel like with, and this is my, being my bonnet, but the lack of Saturday games, is it seems like they're more interested in the arena as a business than the hockey club that predominantly sits in that arena, which is Josh's view. So a hot take there from Josh saying that management look at the bank statement more. Okay, this is one from
Hi,
our good
me,
friend.
Josh.
Yep. Good friend Raymond Monaghan said he's big shout out Phil, I might have to come to you in this because I know you've got an opinion. He said Saigo played nearly half the game in 29 minutes. Up front, Langland, Sidorov, Schwartz all logging 20, 25 minutes. Even if we get healthy, have we passed the point of no return in terms of burning these guys out? And somebody else believes shout outs. Apparently, like, I didn't look at the stats. I know, Colin, you're a stat man. Apparently, Saigo's minutes are ridiculous for a guy his age, like up there with anyone in the league. And but yeah, do you think that it's over usage now is causing a problem?
Was it Raymond?
Raymond, yeah, it's Raymond,
Aye,
yeah.
he's spot on, and I kind of alluded to that when I went and answered the when I went and brought up when we went in against Nottingham with imports down. They're just down, they three imports. We've been down three, four imports for weeks. So of course we've got to be more jaded than anybody else. Now we've got players in, now you need to give them time to bed in. It's all time that has been wasted.
Too late.
It's too late. Like, it's all time that's been wasted. The team will get, do you know what, Chris? You're probably right. We will get a playoff run probably. That's when we'll be at our best because finally we'll have a squad that would have a chance to bed in with each other. So that should be when we're at our best.
Yeah,
It's
we've had a
not
full squad all year.
I know.
Yeah, and so Colin, I want to come to you the next question, and then Chris, I've got one for you because I think it's definitely one that you have an opinion on as well. So I'll try and select the ones that I think best suit to get as many as we can. So we have a good again elite opinion again. Colin, this is one that you mentioned earlier, so I'm going to come to you. With Risk and Tedesco now incoming, Risk and now Tedesco incoming, which player would each of us show the door? Now we're getting back to work, and right, I know right now we probably can't afford to show anyone the door because we're still short. But if we did look this earlier, Colin, like if there's somebody, and I know we talked last week about Jarasic, is that changed? Does anyone have an opinion on one player they might move on from?
If we're going to show someone the door, I want someone else to come in. Like they can run as spare imports, in my opinion, right? But if you're going to show someone the door, you have to be like you need to bring in my opinion, Jarasic or Parry does a lot of the power, the penalty kill, right? But Jarasic for me is kind of flattered to deceive, and for me, for such a big body, I would be going out and getting a 6'5", 100 kilo guy that plays in the fourth line, and basically swap them out. But to bin them, I
You mean
mean,
Milan Lukic?
so what?
Milan Lukic, he said, yeah.
No, I don't drink
So
Stella.
Jarasic, so
But
Jarasic for you is the guy you get rid of, yeah.
yeah, I mean, for me, it would be Jarasic purely for the fact that he's such a big guy. And at the start of the year, he was bouncing bodies all over the place. Like, and then it just stopped. And I don't know why, but I just think that if we're going to, I wouldn't bin MD because we've got these guys in. I would run them as spares because then it creates competition and guys need to then try or they get up and they end up sitting on the bench. If you look at Sheffield, Nottingham, sorry, Sheffield, Belfast, they've got three or four spare imports. So if you're going to challenge at that level, when you start to get injuries, then these guys slot in. If guys don't perform, they're at the team. It creates competition. I would like us to replace, as in take guys that are there just now and bring in maybe a little bit more physical kind of guys.
Phil.
Yeah, same,
Dave.
and just exactly what Colin says. He's right. Like, I wouldn't have been any of them. I'd keep them all there because they're all settled now. Like, they're all settled. None of them is terrible, but they're all settled. And then if you were to get rid of one, bring one in, then you need to keep him settling. It's just like, do you know what I mean? So, and I don't think any of them. I don't think Jarasic is terrible. Like, he has his moments when you're like, oh, that's it, big man, that's what we want to see. So, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Competitive,
Chris,
keeping the team competitive, boss.
any difference of opinion?
I can't disagree with what's been said, guys. I'm kind of agree more to what's been said by me. I think so, but competition for places brings the best fit in players. And more competition is a good thing as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, I'll give my quick opinion on this. I would bin Parry and bring somebody in. I bring a better caliber player in. I think with Jarasic, you mentioned earlier in the season, it's a coaching issue. Get more out of him. We can get more out of that guy. Like, he's not a bad player, like you say. I don't think he's a bad player.
Even right.
But your point, Colin, like, we want to use his physicality more, right? And it's like, well, coach needs to get him to play a role. Like, that to me is the issue. I agree. I don't think he's. I understand why we single him out because production, like, we're not seeing as much as we expected. But I
Yeah.
would say, in terms of you want to up level, you need to get rid of your guys at Parry that are like and bring in somebody who can maybe make more of a contribution in. Or, like you say, Colin, just a big guy that's just going to go, like, can be a big presence in the ice, can maybe help us with team physicality, right? But that's just my opinion on it. Chris, Eddie Salt's got a question. I know you're big on this, Chris. He said, should we be looking at player ages with signings, etc., but injuries happen more to older players? And he did say about Saigo's minutes. So he's questioned the age of the roster and maybe if we're targeting players a bit the wrong side of 30.
Yeah, I think it's such a balancing act, Ross, because there's a question of ability, experience, age, and ultimately price. You know, I mean, when we signed that imposter who had to retire because of injury, then turned up in the ECHL. You know, it's like it's and Corey said we only bought this guy. I'm paraphrasing, but he said we only bought this guy because of injury prone, right? So there's such a fine balance in that, and it's a bit like we have been in situations in the past where we've seen guys with massive resumes, you know, massive AHL resumes, NHL resumes, and these guys are predominantly done a lot of the time. Yet the teams at Sheffield and Nottingham who are far more on the ball when it comes to signings for the here and now, you know. And I think Tedesco's a bit like that. You know, he's 32, and yeah, he doesn't have an NHL pedigree. What he does have is a proven record in this league. And I think that's where we've actually not been at our best in the past. We've signed names that are perhaps a little bit cheaper, thinking that, you know, these guys have played the NHL, they've actually put on numbers in the AHL. And in actual fact, these guys are done. Right?
The
What we've
injuries
signed
we've
now.
got. None of the guys are over 30. Pullman's
No,
30, Mackay's
I'm not talking about
29.
this year, God. I'm talking about historical. I'm not referring to any of the guys this year.
No, but
So
that,
I think it's.
I was going to say,
Sorry, but you
referring to
can't help.
the question essentially said about age, but the age that we've got are the guys that are injured are 28, 29, Pa Felix Parry's 25 and Pullman's 30. So the age doesn't matter when it comes to their injuries in this aspect. If they were 35, 36, yes, but they're all prime years of hockey. So.
I do believe we've been the victims in the past of signing a guy for what he'd done 5 to 10 years ago. I think last year's roster I think it was last year's roster, the year before, or whatever the hell it was. And you're looking at the AHL, like double the experience of the next best team. And you're just like, what did the actual team do? Nothing.
Good
Well,
point.
Stephen Saigo is
Okay.
one of the oldest guys in the team, and he's playing the most minutes. What's that
I
saying?
know. That's crazy. Okay, I'm gonna fire through a few of these questions. I'll take a few to get through. So Scott, we already mentioned about who we might scratch. Mention about th thoughts on Forbes playing defence. I think Forbes actually is pretty
Pretty good
competent. I
as a
don't know about
utility
you.
guy.
In terms of expectations, I think yeah, pretty good.
Like Kale as well.
Dave, why is our power play conversion rate so poor? Because we don't have a coach that can sort it out. That's why. That's pretty asked and answered. Tanya, so we've got another good friend of the show. So I will put this into the group. So what she's saying is now we've seen all the teams play for enough times. Who do we think will finish top? And basically, in terms of like playoffs, like where do we see the playoff race? I think we've kind of said where we think Clan might finish. The best is fifth, probably the worst is eighth. But in terms of let's take look at the top of the table instead. Look, because I think the league looks like Dundee and Fife look cut adrift. Are the Panthers the best team you've seen? Do we think Sheffield, Belfast, Cardiff could be good enough? What do we think? Who do we think is the
Three
team?
horse race, wasn't it? Like, I think Nottingham, when they're at full strength, look the best team I've seen this year. But them, Cardiff, and Sheffield can win any game on their day. So I think we've got a three horse race for a change.
What, Cardiff
Okay.
instead of Belfast, Colin?
I don't think I've not Belfast, they're you can score goals, but they're not doing as
Don't think
much as what
Cardiff
I
have
would
got it, though.
expect. But when you look at Cardiff are physical, score goals. When you look at Nottingham, they're physical, scored goals. You look at Sheffield, they're physical, they scored. So when you look at those three.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Teams, I can't see past the three of them. I reckon it'll be really tight at the top. I really do.
Okay. Anyone else get any different opinion? Think Nottingham or?
Yeah, for me, I'll come in, Phil, if you don't mind.
Yep.
And I'll say Nottingham or Sheffield.
Okay, Phil.
If not Nottingham, Sheffield for me.
Yeah.
Sheffield just seem to dispatch a team's. Well, I know they weren't great against us, but they just seem to be winning. They just win. That's what they
Yeah.
do.
Yeah. I think to your point, Nottingham, in terms of what I've seen, I've been most impressed with, but you say for like, yeah, I don't think Cardiff and Belfast are going to win it this year. I would actually rule them out. I don't think either of them are going to win. I think it'll be one of those two teams.
Belfast have won 8 in the last 9 games. The only game they lost was against Cardiff.
Yeah.
So they're
But
rolling.
it's
They're
you just
rolling.
it's the strongest four, and I know they're always the strongest four, but there's not a lot in it between
Big
them.
boys that are really up there now, aren't they?
Exactly. And Tanya also asked, like, has our opinion changed based on the roster at the start of the season where we thought we'd be? The answer is absolutely yes. Like, we thought we would be doing, definitely be doing. And I guess we did talk about, like, fifth and looking up. I think it's more about how bad Dundee and Fife have been, like, in my opinion. Like, in another season where Dundee aren't as honking, like, you're in the same problem where you're still worried about not making the playoffs. So I think it's definitely under expectation so far.
The good thing about where we're at now is we've got time to retrieve it. Do you know what I mean? And we're feeling this low and we're sitting in fifth. So that is a good thing. Do you know what I mean? That is
I
a good
agree.
thing because.
Okay, sorry, Phil. Rory Martin said best and worst part of Christmas dinner. Go for it. What do you think? I can start. The best part is Skirly. If you don't have Skirly with your Christmas dinner, you're missing out. It's fantastic. Oatmeal, onion, and butter. It's phenomenal. Like, it's so good. Changes the game. Worst part, Brussels sprouts. Hate them. Disgusting.
Blankets, Brussels sprouts. That's
There you
me.
go,
Pigs in
done,
blankets
Phil.
are the best. Brussels sprouts are dog shit.
Brussels sprouts with bacon and onions chopped through it is amazing. That's my favourite part. The worst part is fucking making it. It's peeling the Brussels sprouts and all that. It's a fucking nightmare, honestly.
I
Sitting,
always knew you were a wrong in liking Brussels
dropping the
sprouts. What's
stalks
that all
off
about?
those wee hangs and then peeling it. It's a nightmare. And everybody in my family loves, I normally make it. So everybody loves them. So it's like three or four bags of Brussels sprouts you're peeling.
There you
It's
go.
Can you make
it's
I would
peak
say that would
appetizer.
be
It's up there with Stratton Woodchuck, mate.
There you go.
Yeah, Brussels sprouts are the best thing ever invented. And
What's the worst part?
the worst is parsnips. I hate
Oh, I
parsnips.
love a parsnip. I
An
love a
absolute
parsnip.
class.
I'm the
They're
opposite,
beautiful.
mate. I'm the other way around, but there you go.
They are worse than Clan in the power play.
There you
That's
go.
what Van Gaal.
So we've got a couple more questions to get to. So Joshua and F Mac had a decent debate, which is, listen, we love to see that. We like debates on Twitter. We like just people giving their opinions. So good to see a bit of healthy debate there. Ian McIntyre, what do you think will be like when we have 15 instead of 12 imports playing? Obviously, power play is poor. We talked about, do we think sticking with Yarasic, but do we need to toughen up a bit? But like in terms of, I think the question I want to go to is in terms of health. Let's say we get back to all the guys back that we have, like, and we think about that run of form we did go on when we were on this podcast as happy as we've been in years. Do we see this team been able to go on a tear, or do we think that this is, Phil, you mentioned about damage being done until do we worry even at full strength we're not going to be back up thinking we can beat anyone?
Where everybody to stay healthy, I think the problem that we've got is the top four are better now. Like now that they're all settled in and they've all got their chemistry going and stuff like that. But us fully fit, if we've got 15 people to pick from every game moving forward, then yes, we'll beat Sheffield and we'll beat Cardiff and it's sprinklings. We're not going to beat them all consistently, but we'll start picking up points in those big games that we've not managed to when we were
Yeah,
fighting out the trenches.
I'll go with that.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Dean Carter, good friend again. Dean's just saying how excited we're about to Tedesco. I think we're all excited to have a body in, also that we know that's playing the league and we know can produce. So I think we're pretty excited. So yeah, obviously you mentioned about seeing him in the power play. I think I said at the game in Nottingham, I said at this point you could put Sammy up in the power play. It's so bad. Just chuck him up there and hope for the best. Look, we're gonna have to just look forward now. So
I
the
think what's
Belfast.
concerning as well about the power play is the fact that when you talk about our injuries, unless I'm mistaken, we've had a few beers, obviously. It doesn't actually affect the six forwards that go out in the power play. Am I right? So that's a real concern as well. I know Tedesco's coming in and he's going to fit in there on the power play as well, of course he is. However, having everybody fit doesn't affect the power play that much. And we're
Yeah.
still shy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
It's
That's
a, I
true.
think it's a
I think also,
mixture of
Chris,
coaching.
we've got two more new options in the power play. And let's be honest, it can't get any
It
worse.
can't
It
get worse, no.
cannot get any
Be
worse.
careful when you say that, Phil.
I know.
It
We'll
can
see. We'll see.
absolutely can.
It can. It can.
11% at the moment, right? It could go down the
It's
way.
going to go down. I think Tedesco's going to be a boost. And I actually think, I do think Risk is actually done all right. Isn't he coming as well? I think he's
Scoring
on.
well, so that he'll be confident that
Aye, I
quite
think
busy
he's.
against Fife. He seemed quite mobile and quick
I like him.
and
His work rate's good. So yeah, and he's obviously 26. So look, I think maybe some upside there. We'll see maybe in a
just
month or two.
a wee side issue. Then they see the five commentators all, and we talked about a lot of hometown bias. Try to claim that the actual five guy never kicked a skate, kicked a puck in the skate, and that was
Aye.
hilarious. You know what I mean?
Mental.
Hilarious hometown bias.
Okay, let's look forward to the next four games. So we say it's really easy. It's two double headers, a double header against Dundee, I think Boxing Day on the 27th, and then we have the home and home tradition with the Belfast Giants. Obviously, Dundee game, they're in really bad form. If you've seen any post match from their coach, he's not been particularly happy. Been calling the
His
players out.
interviews are gold, aren't they?
Yeah, they are good, but he's calling the players out, which is never not usually conducive to good things. In terms of those four games, like. I don't want to say like you can make predictions, but it's more what do we need? What point tally do we need to get out of those four games? Do we think in terms of like obviously
Well,
targeting four against Dundee, you would think, but do we think we've got to
Dundee have
try and get
conceded.
something out of one of those Belfast games to try and kick on here? Feels like
Dundee
it.
have. Dundee have conceded 24 goals and scored two in the last four games.
Yeah,
Right,
Scotland 4
so
points, right?
if we
Scotland
go
4
up
points.
there and scrape a 1-0 win, failure.
I take
Honestly,
it.
we should be scoring a couple of goals here because they're obviously defensively fragile. But they've genuinely lost 7-1, 6-1, 7-0, and 4-0. Right? They have won one in eight games and they are shipping goals, 8-1 against Guildford, 4-1 against Belfast. If you talk about defensively fragile, Dundee, we should be scoring a couple of goals at home and away. Just my opinion. Belfast, I think, will be a tougher nut to crack. I think that will be two out of four, I would be happy with.
Okay, Phil, 50%. You think that's all right?
No. Glad that we've got these. It's Dundee we've got to really bed in the two new boys. It'll give
Tedesco and risk a bit. Yep,
us. It'll give you risk another couple of games in that line and stuff. And then Tedesco, it's a great opportunity. It's the best games that we could have had for him to come
Just
in and.
remember, mate, the Thailand advert. That's how you remember his name.
Aye.
Da, da,
No,
da,
it was
da,
risk I couldn't remember.
da, da, da.
So, points wise, what do I want? I would really love six. I'd really like that.
I think that's the
The
minimum. I
overtime
was going to say
losses against
six.
Belfast.
I think you got to win the two Dundee games, and you got to try and take one of those. I mean, obviously, hopefully, with those home games.
Listen, at Christmas, like up there in Dundee, that arena will be full of the gunnels because they love the coach up there. It's not going to be easy, and they'll bring a fair few down. So, but as Colin said, obviously they're struggling. I just hope
He'll
they.
be looking to bounce back against us.
That's what I mean. And if they get up for the clan games, whether it's Fife or Dundee, like they love playing us because they think they can hang with us. But we need to take care of business.
Chris.
Yeah, I think if we have ambitions to finish fifth, then we need to go for 6 points. However, my gut says 5 points.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think we aim for six. I think probably four. Yeah, the Giants. I want to believe. I've just yeah
They've
that
just
that
got that XNA gel in, haven't
they have, but it's more just the Panthers before like the lack of like that's against these teams. You know, it's like we need to find that extra. We need to get that extra edge from the way that we apply ourselves in those games. And it's just in an elimination game. It's almost like there's no motivation required, and it didn't materialize.
Do you think that about the fact that we've got numbers, Ross, will make players pull their socks up, though? Might get a bit, no, we'll get a bit of edge for that with a
Maybe,
couple
I mean,
different
you
places.
know what? Yeah, maybe Phil, but it's like again, go back to what's the job of a coach?
Well, I was just about to say then, because I was just about to say, if you don't think that's going to work, Corey needs to like just go, because if the coach can't get the motivated and you know your position is at risk, then it's a fucking point.
He needs to be getting the maximum out of all these guys, and you can see I see a lot of guys in that lineup that I feel are playing within themselves. Like that's what I see, and it's like, and the coach's job is to give them confidence, to make them feel they are world beaters, they can beat anyone. Yes, the fundamentals need to be there in terms of you earn the right to have a platform to play by doing all the dirty work and hard work when we don't have the puck, and I'm all with that, right? But it's like, if you're talking about being ambitious as a club, look, as you said, Phil, I don't think there's any player in our roster. I go, he's dog. Like, none of them are bad players. Like they're not. We just don't cat now. Do I think we lack a little bit of skill? Yes, but maybe that's because the coach doesn't want people being mavericks. And I feel he does have a DNA of this, right? So this shouldn't be surprising to people. He's not particularly one that goes. So I think it's like it's if you have too many people that just say we're all going to grind, you're going to get what we get, which is a lot of just chucking pucks in the net and hoping for the best instead of actually going right. Let you know. So that's my concern. Yeah.
Do we like winners? Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We like guys that are actually bonny go to the areas. And win pucks we shouldn't win. We like that.
I
We
agree.
like we like the guys that will go for pucks that are due to win 40% of the time and come up coughing that puck up to get with their teammate. We don't have that in our locker for some reason, and that's up to the coach to get out of this.
Yeah,
Yeah.
there you go. That's what I think. Yeah, I think Jarasic's the best example I would give of that, a guy that I think we can be getting way more out of, and I think that does come down to that. But anyway, look, the good news is we've got the two Dundee games first, so we can enjoy Christmas. We can look forward to Boxing Day on the 27th and seeing those games, because we have to go in confident, given Colin, you mentioned their form. We do know that we believe we are a better team than them net over the season. So. And as you say, Phil, good time maybe to bed some of these new guys in. Maybe get a couple, get Tedesco's first goal or two, and risk getting another one or two would be good just to build confidence. And then really going at those Belfast games, trying to use that as a platform to turn a corner.
If we do the business with Dundee, like, we're going to be getting into that game
Buzzing.
feeling really good, mate. That 4 wins is 4 wins. It doesn't matter who it's against. Winning makes you feel good.
It does. It really does. I think we do go to Belfast first, though. I think we're in Belfast, which is the only slight downside. I think it's away to Dundee, then
They'll
away to
fly over,
Belfast.
but won't they?
What's that?
They'll fly over.
It's more just like you say, the momentum would be good. But again, look, go and get a greasy road win. Go and, Sammy's going to have to play lights out, which we know he can, and he's been brilliant. So this team can do it. I'm a little bit worried that Pullman's played, like you say, for like he didn't look good against Nottingham, and yeah, I'm a little bit worried about on the back end. We are a little bit light. I don't know what the timeline is and McKay and yeah, but I've not heard anything. So yeah, got to keep our fingers crossed we get these guys back. But anyway, listen, I'm going to finish up. Merry Christmas, boys. Hope you have a fantastic,
Christmas.
fantastic Christmas. Not long to go now. Only what, three sleeps, is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Three sleeps. Yeah, Merry Christmas to all of our all the Clan fans and everyone that listens to the podcast, everyone that's contributed to the podcast. We appreciate that. And it's
Can I just say quickly, tonight's questions for me were like the best group of questions that we've had. They were
He says that every week, guys. He says that every week. He's one of those.
brilliant.
It's
No,
like you.
no,
He's like he's getting, he's giving you the
yous are
giggles.
my favourites
Glasgow.
tonight, guys. I promise you, yous are my favourites. Don't listen to him.
And do you know what we'll wrap up on, because we're coming to the end of the year. I think, Phil, you noticed that. I don't know how many of these podcasts we've done. I've never occurred to me to really check, but did you not check how many we've done?
Yeah, so it was a couple of weeks back I checked and it was 107. So we
There you
passed
go.
the 100 mark and I didn't know he's even had a clue.
And by the way, listen, that's something to have a wee drink. And well, Phil, Chris is already ahead of us doing it now. A wee toast. That's not half bad, is it? Listen, I'll say this to you boys. Doesn't feel like 100, feels like 10, right? I'm still enjoying it as much as my first one, right? So that's a good thing. But
100.
yeah,
Took a
that's
while
great.
to get cooking, mate, but
That's
now.
it. Here we are. But yes, anyway, listen, have a great Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas, and as we always say, Mona Clan.